Northern Michigan, Lon Johnson wants your vote. The Democrat is running in Michigan's largest, land-wise speaking, congressional district. That is the first. It is the entire Upper Peninsula and much of Michigan's upper lower peninsula. Lon joins us now. Lon, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Marquette today.
So the lion's share of the attention given to this race right now is who has lived in the district the longest. Is that really, though, the biggest issue facing voters in the first?
I think the biggest issue facing voters is about who's going to protect what they've worked a lifetime for, their Social Security, their Medicare, their VA benefits. It's not about where Jack or I have lived, but however, it is about transparency and truth. Jack Bergman, this spring and summer, went around and told everyone he was a full-time resident of Watersmeet and had been since 2010. The fact is, Jack Bergman retired from the Marine Corps in 2009 in Louisiana and stayed there. Jack Bergman took a four-year appointment from the Louisiana governor. Jack Bergman has sat on a New Orleans school board until August of this year, regularly attending school board meetings until the spring of this year. And he failed to list that on his House ethics report. Every candidate is required to list all their positions that they've held, and Jack Bergman hid that fact on his personal ethics disclosure. Why did he do that? Because he knew it would go against the story he's been telling people that he was a full-time resident of Watersmeet since 2010. And it would go against this notion that he was a straight-talking Marine. Look, that's not straight-talking. It's not even the truth.
Lon, how long have you been a full-time resident of Kalkaska?
Sure. I moved to Kalkaska in 2006. I moved away for two significant periods. One was when I was chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, and another one was when my wife went to work for President Obama. I'm the fifth generation of my family to live in Kalkaska. I believe telling the truth about where you live is important.
The residents of the UP of Northern Michigan, there is a tendency to be wary of government. So running as a Democrat, how do you walk that line?
This is a large district. You know, we're comfortable living an arm's distance away from government. However, that does not mean that we don't come together when it's the right thing to do. I'm a volunteer firefighter, as a prime example. There are certain things that we can do together when the time is right and when it's the right thing to do, and we do that. What we also feel, though, is our tax dollars shouldn't be shipped off to Wall Street or to some corporation, which will ultimately ship it off to Cayman Islands or God knows where else, anywhere but back to here to the Northern Michigan or to the UP. It's time that we start investing in us. We've got some real problems here. We're 20 years behind on internet and mobile cell phone service. We've got a 47-year-old Sioux lock that needs to be replaced. We've got a 63-year-old pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac. We need a member of Congress that's going to bring those tax dollars here and invest in ourselves to create a place where our families can stay here and succeed.
Republicans, of course, are grappling with their presidential nominee, Donald Trump. But it is fair, certainly, to say that not all Democrats are happy with their nominee, Hillary Clinton. Michigan, of course, voted for Bernie Sanders in the primary in March. Are you fully behind Hillary Clinton?
Without a doubt, this presidential race has been a train wreck. That's probably the politest way to put it. The voters of the first district will make their mind up on the presidential race. What they know, though, is that they'll have greater interaction with their member of Congress. And regardless of who wins the presidential, they're going to need someone who's going to go to Washington and roll up their sleeves and work on a bipartisan basis to get things done, the same way that Bart Stupak did for 18 years. I'm proud to have Bart Stupak's endorsement for that very reason.
Will you be voting for Hillary Clinton?
I'll be voting for our party's nominee.
Lon, you are the former chair of the Michigan Democratic Party. Fair to say you worked your tail off in 2014 for Democrats. What did 2014, and of course it just being such a big Republican year, teach you about voters in Michigan?
Well, you know, I think you have to be direct and say, this is what I'll do for you. This is my vision for Michigan or the district, and this is how we get there, and this is why I want your vote. You know, I've been going all across this district and talking about two things. One, we have to protect what you've worked a lifetime for, your Social Security, your Medicare, your VA benefits. My opponent wants to slip a middleman in there and allow somebody to make a profit off what you've already earned, what you've already paid for. I just think that's wrong. On the issue of building a Northern Michigan and the UP where our families can stay and succeed, we need to invest in us. That means high-speed internet, mobile cell phone service in every community. That means exploring the return of passenger rail service, shutting down this Line 5 pipeline in the Straits of Mackinac, investing in education and make sure that college is affordable. You know, we can do these things, but it takes a member of Congress that believes that we need to invest in and protect our greatest assets, our people, our land, and our Great Lakes.
Lon Johnson, Democrat running for Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Lon, thanks so much.
Zoe, thank you for having me, and thank you for the listeners for joining us today.
And we will also be speaking with Republican candidate of the 1st Congressional District, Lieutenant General Jack Bergman, on stateside before Election Day.